Welcome to the Blissed Out Podcast. Be warned, those who stay are likely to elevate their mindset, open their minds, and get a sense of personal expansion. This might result in bellyache laughters, lack of excuses, and a lot of empowerment. To those willing to proceed, welcome to the Blissed Out Podcast.
Ay, caramba.
Let's do this. The conversations I have lately been having have been going around the subject of ignoring the signs, the red flags in life. Sometimes we go through life, we bottle up our emotions because people push over boundaries every single day. And oftentimes we don't express our emotions because we simply don't want to cause trouble, or we don't want to cause any conflicts. When we stay silent about things that don't align with us, it builds up. Simply because we don't want to create conflict or a quote-unquote war with other people, what we are actually doing is we're creating war within ourselves. We avoid that conversation until a catastrophic event such as a breakup or burnout, being extremely stressed out, impulses me today to sit down here and have this conversation. These conversations that are so often stigmatized because they're surrounded by so much judgment and so much fear. And so, why don't we take a brief pause to reconnect with this moment and allow the breath to colonize your body. And take a deep breath in and deep breath out. You know, all these thoughts and these beliefs that are a part of everyone's human experience are not things that we need to push away. We just need to recognize them and put a name on it. Now notice the energy in your body. Allow your breath to flow naturally. And just allow yourself to feel calm and peaceful. You deserve this beautiful and wonderful feeling of serenity. And the reason why I'm just saying all these is because in life we will often bump into people or situations that just don't align with us, with our expectations or our values, and that's the end of the conversation. It's quite easy, you know, overall to say no to a family member, but when people cross boundaries, it's not always the case that it's going to be comfortable for us to build the courage and stand up for ourselves, especially when we're dealing with power relations with someone that's like your boss, for example. The thing is, personal boundaries are the limits that we decide to work on ourselves, on how people will treat us and how they can behave or how they cannot behave around us. It is a way of metaphorically drawing a circle around us in the sand and placing firm but loving boundaries and limits to how we want to be treated and what our non-negotiables are in our relationships. And why am I just bringing up this topic today? Well, there's many reasons. One of them is a little backstory, is that there was a big cultural shock for me when I turned 20. I moved to Canada. Not to overgeneralize, all the Canadians I know are really good at boundaries. Not all of them, but I think Canadians are a really great example of healthy boundaries. I just don't know how they do it, but it was at first hard for me to not take those boundaries personally, because as a Latina, You know, this is a very warm culture, very outgoing. People want to, we're people pleasers for the good and for the bad. You know, to some extent, it's not good to be a people pleaser, but Latinos are just this really warm culture, and we can easily overstep other people's boundaries. And I've had a lot of people overstep my boundaries. And an additional reason that ties into this whole story is that when I moved to Lima from Vancouver, I have been facing many moments that I have been urged to place my boundaries. And even though knowing all of this knowledge about boundaries, I have still procrastinated in doing all these things. And it comes because of the cultural shock, perhaps a lack of confidence in some occasions, perhaps not really knowing what's right and what's wrong. So we always have this tendency to think that placing boundaries is an act of limiting or, you know, restricting love or connection. For some reason, it is connected to shame and to guilt. We don't often think of ourselves worthy even of placing boundaries. And this was for so long my case. I especially grew up in a low confidence environment. There was constant comparisons with siblings, with friends, and people in general about many things, such as body image predominantly, intelligence, wealth. So growing up, I'm just going to tell you straight up, I was low in the confidence scale. But after a lot of experiences and inner work and living by myself in a foreign country and, yeah, navigating this life with a journal on hand and recording all my experiences and all the things that I learn and loving to share what experience and learn through my life. If you truly think about it, there's nothing more loving than clearly communicating the way that we go about life. And this is not too complicated. And this is so important because getting stepped over will happen way too often in life. And this is especially for those that have big hearts who stubbornly take way too long in accepting that there's also people and situations out there that can be harming and deceiving. But then you, at some point, after experience and time, you finally realize that at some points and in some situations and with some people, enough is enough. And then you finally decide to put your foot down, and you, when you do that, make sure that you keep your beautiful heart open. Be kind and allow your hand and yourself to be held by those around you, and be grateful for the lessons that you learned throughout this process. There's nothing, again, there's nothing more loving to ourselves and to others than to actually gather the courage and place a boundary from a place of love and care. Because it really shows that we care. You know, think of it as the entrance to your apartment home. And if someone steps over your home and breaks in, you know, quickly, there's trouble. Like, something's not okay. Relationships are just like this. But we gotta be able to be aware and awake to other people's intentions. When it comes to boundaries, okay, let's land back into our conversation of boundaries. I will have my own, and you will have your own. Determining our boundaries will be a result of a work of self-reflection. And every single person on this planet has always had a different path of life. No one has walked the same path. And we all have different expectations. And this is going to give us different expectations, inherently. Of course, it's obviously going to make that people are going to be different. And what is even more exciting is that as we grow up, and what I want to get to now is that boundaries are unique. Boundaries are as unique as you are. especially as well because we, in our life path, we grow and we mature as we navigate through life and all the experiences that we go through. And so as our life experiences grow, our boundaries also grow. They expand and they take shape in the same way, you know? It's awesome. It's awesome. Everyone grooves and we're all kind of just grooving and vibing at a higher awareness about how we should all advocate for mindful boundaries. From a place of love, you know, and respect to others and ourselves. Okay, that was exciting. But now I also want to stress that when we do place a boundary, we want to make sure that we don't draw our boundaries with permanent ink, because when our boundaries are way too harsh, this is a really important point for people who tend to be traditional, because when our boundaries are way too permanent and way too inflexible, they can cause problems that can lead to isolation. And so back at the boundary game, I want to ask you, like, what are your boundaries? What are your non-negotiables? What are the things you are done with? Actually grab a paper and write those things down. Go to your Google Notes or go to your notes on your phone and write that down. What are your non-negotiables? Or maybe you can just even text them through Instagram messages or whatever. Like, DM me. Send me a message. I would love to connect. What are your non-negotiables? What are those things you don't want? Or what are the things that you really think are crucial in a relationship? And I have a couple things to say about this. First of all, it comes with time. It comes with experience. And especially, it comes with heartache. Don't think of your heartbreaks have been a waste of time. In fact, they're your most valuable assets. They are those things that will give you so much information and clarity and ability to determine what are the behaviors that you expect from others and future relationships. And I'm gonna tell you, this applies to friendships, to family, partners, coworkers, neighbors, like anybody, passerbyers, anybody, like even on the street. Sometimes people are like so fucked up that they will walk in front of you in line. That is fucked up. Like, how would you say to that? Excuse me, but I was waiting here first. Okay, there you go. Excuse me, but I was waiting here first. And this has happened to me so many times and I just didn't know how to react. Anyways, I can assure you, at least for me, that even when, like, a way to determine what's a boundary for me is that when someone crossed a boundary and I, because of confidence issues, I was not able to blow the whistle, I knew deep down, like deep, deep down in my body, somewhere in my gut, you know, somewhere in there, I knew that something was not okay. And this is why all this conversation about boundaries is so tied into intuition. When you know, you know. You know? When you know, you know. You know? And this is why intuition is your best friend, baby. Because the issue with personal boundaries is that they're not as obvious. They're not obvious fences or giant no trespassing signs. Rather, they're invisible bubbles or circles around the sand, if you want to put an image to it. Setting and communicating our personal boundaries, however difficult it may be, it's crucial. It's so crucial to our health and our well-being and even our safety. You know, it can even be from something as little as your roommate never taking out the trash to experiencing mental abuse by a coworker or an emotional abuse by a roommate, for example, or sexual abuse. And so this is how you place a boundary. Four steps, literally. First, self-reflection. Two, communicate. Three, stay simple. And four, explain the consequences. Boundaries, baby. Boundaries, baby. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. No one deserves this. You know, the world is already messy. It's a messy and hard place to be in. We should constantly strive towards making our relationships a safe place. Also, on the side, I just want to say, boundaries are sexy as fuck. To take no bullshit, to be firm about the things that we'll tolerate and the things that we don't. To be sure about what we want and what we don't want. How fucking sexy is that? And so what are your boundaries? Again, grab that pen and paper. Open your notes. And this is where it's important for us to goldmine our inner parts of ourselves and our consciousness and our experiences so that we begin that first part. Reflection. How are we going to let other people know about our boundaries? And this is where the conversation gets tied into a really key element. Can you guess what I'm talking about? Communication, baby. Yeah, communication. So I'm gonna say again a little story about this time I went to this yoga retreat. And coming back from Canada in November 2020 because of the pandemic was just a really hard experience for me emotionally, mentally, with so many things. I was really in a need to dive into a healing experience. For the new years of 2020 towards 2021, I went by myself to this yoga retreat, and it was the best experience in my life. Yoga retreats are always going to be the best. And this one was in the Inca Sacred Valley of Cusco. The place that I went to was amazing. The yoga retreat, the yoga lead, oh my gosh, everything was so amazing. I am still so grateful for everyone in this retreat for holding so much space for me. Because when I went to this retreat, I was placed in the accommodation in which, so this is a structural thing. The yoga retreat center has 7 main accommodations, and all these accommodations are 7, just like the 7 chakras. And every accommodation is representing of a chakra. And I was placed in the Vishuddha chakra. And this is the chakra of communication. And it was so interesting because I was not connected to chakras or any of those quote-unquote woo-woo topics. But when I was placed in this accommodation, I thought to myself, this is simply not a coincidence, okay? And so that is why I made myself the compromise to really express myself, to really open up. I was 100% confident that this was not a coincidence. And so I made a promise to myself that I would not hold anything back at all. Nothing. I decided to open myself up through sharing my voice and my experiences. And this was a magical thing. The sharing not also from myself, but also from other people and the other participants also helped me uncover something really deep within me. about the triggers that push us towards change, but when we don't follow them, when we don't follow our gut. Sometimes triggers that push us towards change are the things that are catastrophic after the whole process of having whispers telling you to quit the job, to end this, to have this conversation, to end this relationship. And we can numb ourselves as much as we want to by ignoring ourselves and by ignoring our emotions as much as we want. We can go forever with this, but we will always at some point reflect, whether it's in your deathbed or whether it's in your 30s or your 20s or whenever you decide to awaken and to actually listen to your intuition. That at some point you will realize that our intuition was always right. And so I'm going back to this story. All these days that were all about letting go of the fear of letting my voice be heard. Because communication, if we're not communicating, there's a big possibility that we're not doing that because of fear. Because of fear of what others might think. And those days really allowed me to learn that, listen to this closely. Listen to this closely. When we speak to make ourselves hear our own voice, not for seeking validation from others. Can you listen to that again? When we speak to make ourselves hear our own voice, because our words shape our reality. And so this is so important that you're careful about the things that you say, the way you communicate with others, and especially with yourself. I really wish that someone had warned me about the dangers that keeping my voice to myself would bring. You know, and life will oftentimes take us in unexpected twists and turns and uncomfortable situations. And for this reason, this is why we should be master communicators. It will be hard to have that conversation. It will be hard to stand up for ourselves. But trust me, it will set you free. And it really will. But you got to be able to listen to that whisper. You have to be able to follow your intuition speaking. Follow your gut. That's your north. Your intuition really knows its shit. And again, I wish someone had warned me of the dangers of keeping stuff to myself. I think throughout my life, the things that have damaged myself the most, and in my relational life, it's been this ability to keep words stuck on my chest. You know that sensation of pressure in your chest that when you don't say these words, those emotions that get stuck and not released? Well, the reason why you feel that heaviness in your chest is because those emotions are actually stagnant energies that are rotting within you. In my life, I really wanted to speak my truth. I think that's what we're all here for, isn't it? In my life, I've always wanted to speak from my truth, but the fear of rejection or ridicule often made me prefer losing myself over my truth. And that's fucked up. That is fucked up. If you think about it for a little, it really does make sense that we, as I was saying, feel so threatened by sharing our truth. We will often avoid speaking about our truths because of the risk of rejection, of ridicule, and other, you know, negative consequences. Even death, sometimes. Additionally, we have all been influenced by society and our expectations, and oh man, perhaps all the reason why we're not communicating is because we have all these expectations from society. And that's a hard pill to swallow. And the good news is, change is possible. We all want and deserve authentic relationships in our lives. If we are not having relationships that don't make us feel whole, independent, and integrated, then this is perhaps a really good excuse to go out in the world and place those boundaries, baby. You're gonna be okay. I have your back. Like, remember, anything I'm saying here is, if this is not me telling you what to do or how to live your life, because I'm not here for that. My invitation through this sharing is to share a different perspective about, you know, the things that can make us feel more whole from experience. This is all coming from experience and not too much study. I like to talk from experience and not so much about things and theoretical stuff, because we all know that's bullshit. So yeah, friends, setting boundaries can really serve as a means of strengthening our relationships with others, rather than excluding them, as we might perhaps have thought at the beginning of this episode. Okay, before I wrap up, I want to invite you to like, to subscribe, comment, share, all the things, because if this has been helpful for you, it would be really good and loving to share this with the world, so that we are all living from a higher and more expanded perspective. And so, listen to your gut, you know, trust your intuition, communicate effectively, create those boundaries, baby, and have healthy relationships. Voila. That's your recipe for a happy life. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you on the next episode.